Greetings to each one today in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. This is Levi Stalzer sharing with you this week. I am blessed for this, that you allow me this opportunity to share with you. I have chosen a bit of a theme this week, and it is the theme of entering the Holy of Holies. In Leviticus 16, we can read where in Leviticus 16:2, and the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he will come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. So Aaron was called to be to come into the Holy of Holies to make an atonement. And God would come down in a cloud. Only the high priests were allowed to go in there. And the high priest had to cleanse himself, lest if he would go in there and he was not cleansed, he would die. So the theme of this week is I want to try to take each one of us through God's word before the Holy of Holies and examine our own heart. There is a saying out there that when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, they would tie a rope around him. That way, if he had sinned and would die, that they could pull him out. And that, if you think about it, that sounds kind of relevant. It sounds like, well, yes, if the how else would they get the high priest out of there? Because no one was allowed to go in. And so, well, that makes sense. You would tie a rope around him, and if he goes in and happens to not be sanctified, and boom, he falls down. Well, you know, they had bells around their garments, and the bells would all of a sudden all tingle and then stop, and everything was quiet. Well, you knew that he was dead. He had sinned. So you had a couple men outside and pull the rope and pull him out of there. And you have another high priest, and he would try it again. Well, it makes for a good story. It really does. But picture with me for a moment. Let's just say in 3 days, you are the high priest, and in 3 days, you need to go in. You have been chosen to go into the Holy of Holies. I don't know about you, but if I were to be chosen to go into the Holy of Holies, I think I would prepare myself and make sure that I am clear before God. Now, this was, if, like I said, it makes for a good story of tying the rope around. You cannot find that in Scripture. There was some Hebrew Jewish writers that wrote that at one point, but I did some research on it, and it appears like it is false. Because let's just consider you and I coming before the Lord. We have been chosen this week, let's pick Wednesday. This Wednesday we have been chosen to come in, and it just does not make sense that we would approach him half lackadaisy, half unconcerned about if we're going to make it back out or not. You know, my dear friend, I do believe for myself, I would make sure that I am right with God, that I confess my sin, that I am clear, that I feel at peace. And this week, as we look at this, of entering the Holy of Holies, of our heart posture, and I just want to pick out different, I don't know where this will go yet, but I just feel led that this is something that I'd like to share on. So I need to study it as I go through the weekend, and you all pray for me as I find the scripture to that will expound on our heart posture of coming before the Lord. And just I would desire to share with you and help each one of us to understand that at the end of the day, God's word is still true. You know, we will all someday come before the Lord. We will all someday enter into the holy place of God. And it's amazing to me how many people can get converted, and then hard times come, and before long they are throwing out the principles of God. And I say, what happened? Because God's word never changed. God's principles are still there. In the end of the day, when you come before the Holy of Holies, you will be held accountable. And I don't think there's going to be a rope there to pull us back out to give us another chance. Remember the Holy of Holies in Leviticus. If Aaron was not cleansed, he immediately would have died. So that gives me a kind of confirms that this whole thing of tying a rope around the high priest to pull his body back out, it makes for a good story, but I really don't think it is true, because I don't know about you, but when I want to prepare myself to come before God and be ready to meet him face to face. And also, this week I'd like to just speak about daily coming before the throne of God, daily coming into the Holy of Holies. I think we need to have a Holy of Holy moment each day to where we come before God and we approach him and we are honest, because we need to do that now, because there will be a day coming where we meet him face to face. So Lord bless you and pray for me as I go through this.